Welcome to Benzinga's Zing Talk, where we bring you the biggest names and brightest minds from Silicon Valley to New York City. Today's guest is Michael Austin, Vice President of BYD Energy. Build your dreams. Taped live from the floor of the North American International Auto Show. Here with that special interview is Benzinga's Jason Raznick. Take it away, Jason.
Warren Buffett doesn't typically invest in like new technology companies.
No, especially not Asian. He's never invested in a technology Asian company.
Exactly. So what did he see? And did you actually meet with him face to face?
So I met with him. I was at the...
And Charlie?
I met Charlie. I've met them all. I didn't do any of the negotiations for the share procurements. I met David Sokol, who is their point man. He's CEO of American Energy Holdings.
Yep.
Great guy. Fantastic. In fact, I would say he's every bit as much Warren as...
So do you think he's a successor?
You know, I don't need to say that. It's been published that,
yes, I know.
He's likely one of the candidates. But they're talking about splitting up Warren's duties anyway.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't know. Only Warren and Charlie. Charlie seems to know more about
BYD.
Warren's successor than even Warren knows. It's true. But, you know, what did he see? You should ask him, and I can't arrange an interview. But I would tell you it is that BYD wasn't like a Detroit auto company. We weren't coming out of the same tub. We weren't coming to compete with Kia or Hyundai. We weren't coming here to compete on price. We had something completely different. Even our vision was not about making EVs and flood the market with EVs. It wasn't even that vision. It was this holistic, you know what, let's put solar panels on the roof of every home, and let's put solar shaded parking, and let's charge batteries all day long, and when they come home at night, they're discharging DC to DC. And creating this zero emission solutions, and not just a transference of the problem. So I think he was really, really keen on, even though he didn't understand the technology, he caught the vision of this company is thinking, and it's a Chinese company that's thinking about the environment, and it's thinking about how to change China. And certainly Warren said, I need that in the U.S. BYD wasn't convinced that he needed it in the U.S. In fact, it was Warren. Warren pushed him a lot, because the truth is the market is in China.
Yeah.
The market's in India next. It's never going to be in the U.S. We're going to sell, 10 to 15 million vehicles a year here. They sold 15 million in China alone.
They sold 15 million. You think you're selling 10 to 15?
They passed. They passed the U.S. market 2 years ago.
And so they sold 20 million, you said, in...
In China.
Really?
No, the whole market.
The whole market, yeah.
The whole market. So the whole market last year was 15 million. The U.S. market was 11 here, right? And the year before it was 13 in China, and it was 9.
Yeah, yeah, the whole market. And so
so China passed them, and
it's going to continue to pass them.
Oh, yeah.
Drastically.
Well, and you got to look at it. So what's the penetration for vehicle usage in the U.S.? 98%. What's the penetration in China? 6?
Oh, yeah, I was going to say 40, but yeah.
6?
It's 6?
It's 6%.
That's crazy.
And that's 1.6 billion people. So, you know, there's a lot of people.
It's the middle class.
But yeah, there's a middle class that's reached 30%, right? 30% of the middle class wants a car. They don't have a dream of having a home. Their dream is mobile.
Yeah.
Their dream is getting a car so they can be mobile. And you know, then they'll do it one car per family. I mean, that's still the goal, but one car per middle class family is still 320 million cars yet to be sold. It would take me 80 years to sell 320 million cars in Europe and the US put together.
Yeah, so
China's the market.
China's the market. But Warren, coming in there, gave your company a brand of, I mean, BYD is like, it has a stamp of approval because Warren is the, or, you know.
Well, I don't know if it was definitely a vote of, these guys got a vision that I'm going to support. I want to see this vision go forward. And he supported it, and he took a risk. His risk paid off really big initially, and he's still sticking with it. You know, I would say that he's certainly made a good choice. And I appreciate his choice very much.
When was this company founded, real quick?
1995.
And was it originally named BYD, Build Your Dreams?
No, it was BYD.
And now you guys put Build Your Dreams because you translate to U.S.
So BYD was a company that actually sounded like another major brand in China. So it was leveraging, again, another company. It never had a motto until the auto became a brand, right? And the issue was, before that, we were private labeling under Nokia, Motorola, private labeling under Apple. We didn't need a brand. BYD could be innocuous. It could be BYD. Who cared, you know? When we went and launched the cars is when we needed it to mean something. And so it took, I mean, the good news is that it actually means something to build your dreams, right?
Yeah.
And then those dreams are this environmental recovery and this economic recovery. And I don't think many people catch that. It's really almost, you know, the economical recovery has to happen first. No one gives a crap about the environment if you have no money.
Yep.
And you're certainly not worrying about the environment if you've got people that are starving to death, right? So in China, that's the issue. Economic recovery and then environmental recovery. But if you can do it at the same time with the same technology, it's a win for everybody, you know? And that's what the Three Green Dreams are about. It's pushing those technologies. In Tibet, they've given away, I think, 1,000 of these home energy systems. These are nomadic tribes. They don't even have a home. They just travel. They've got a solar panel. They track with them, an energy storage battery that then goes into an inverter. They have televisions and blenders. They plug into their home storage. They go and put up in their tents, and they got a solar panel outside. They're more environmentally friendly than half the United States
citizens. It's amazing.
And this is Tibet.
It's amazing.
So China is getting leap years ahead of us.
Got it. Do you guys ever see a New York Stock Exchange offering or have your stock traded in the U.S.?
It is being traded as ADR.
ADR. So.
I don't understand the market very well. I know it launched in Hong Kong. Never has taken any government investments. Which,
like, I tweeted, like, I'm going to talk to BYD vice president, whatever, and I got like 5 replies. They think I'm talking about Boyd Gaming. That's the stocks on BYD.
Which is confusing. And we didn't know that would occur when we launched in the Hong Kong market.
Yeah. So that's.
What's the reception been for you here? This was a very intense presentation. It was the most intense thing I've seen all day long. Yeah, especially the opening video. It was totally gripping. It was very, very serious.
Here's my car, by the way. When you see your name, you'll see it. It'll be on this site.
Do you hear this message?
Do you know, I think Detroit has the willpower. Detroit has certainly the manpower. They have the resources. And they don't need new leadership. They just need brave leadership, right? And it takes some guts to go and say, I'm going to go first to the market, like GM did with the EV1, you know? And it takes some guts to say, I'm going to crush all those EV1s.
Thanks for listening to Benzinga's Zing Talk interview with Michael Austin, Vice President of BYD Energy, taped live at the North American International Auto Show. Be sure to subscribe to Zing Talk in iTunes. You can find a link to do that on the Benzinga homepage. If you like what you hear, please give us a good rating and help new listeners find us. All Benzinga podcasts are released under Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.5 license, and all other rights are reserved.